Speaking of, I suppose, mobility issues, the issue of mobility on our newly opened greenways and greenways soon to be opened came up at Kerry County Council's monthly meeting yesterday, where a proposal was put forward by Fine Gael councillor Jim Finucane to ban the use of e-scooters on the greenways. The proposal ended up being defeated. And with me on the line to talk about this now is Councillor Finucane. Councillor Finucane, good morning to you.
Good morning, Terry.
Whatever about car parking to get access to the greenways or public service car parking, what's this idea? What problem do you have with e-scooters, and why did you come up with this proposal to say, look, they shouldn't be allowed on the greenways, the newly opened ones, and I'd imagine the South Kerry one that's in construction?
Yes, Jerry. We've been waiting on national legislation regarding these e-scooters for the last number of years. Now, I'm told it's imminent, but I felt that whilst we didn't have legislation, because I know in other countries, particularly in Holland as well, there's been a pulling back from these e-scooters, particularly on cycleways and walkways. Firstly, because of the speed, because some of them can do 30, 35 kilometres an hour. And there are issues around them, and we've had a number of reported accidents regarding pedestrians and obviously cars with e-scooters. And at the moment, they're operating in this area where the legislation isn't there, and I felt until that legislation was in place that we should be protecting the greenways. I mean, my concept of the greenway, you know, is for families, for walkers, for cyclists, a place of peace and tranquility, fantastic amenities. And we don't want to have people concerned about people, you know, doing speeds that can be dangerous, that are outside the legislation as we stand. And just in some way taking from, because I think after COVID, most of us really appreciated that space in nature, that away from all the technology, if you like, the greenways and cycleways were to take, you know, pedestrians, cyclists, walkers off the main thoroughfares, off the roads, because of traffic issues and safety issues. So I just wanted them, our greenways, particularly to be protected and to be that haven of what I would term people just enjoying nature and, you know, a sense of relaxation. If they're doing these speeds, some of these e-scooters, or some of them are quite substantial, they can come up on you very quickly. And a number of people have raised these concerns with me. And simply, while we're publishing these guidelines, I know we have to introduce bylaws, but these were the concerns I raised. And I think huge effort, huge expense has gone into these. And these are amenities. And I just wanted them protected.
Well, you're not alone. The Dublin City Council chief executive has been speaking about this and saying that there is going to be, and there will be, increasing conflict between pedestrians, cyclists, and the rising number of e-scooter users. There have been 11 report incidents between Dublin City Park since August 2015, and they'll only grow. Is that kind of where you're coming from as well? You see these are different to bicycles and pedestrians. Yeah, these are e-scooters. They travel fast. They're unregulated.
100%. And we know that the legislation is going to ask the local authorities to regulate these things, and that there will be, that they'll have to be taxed. And obviously there's insurance issues as well. And it has to do with the speed, because people have already said, oh, okay, you have electric cycles. But most of those, the mechanism is that they go 25 kilometres per hour and can't.
You see e-scooters as different to e-bikes?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And we've seen them in urban areas at the moment, and particularly, obviously, with the neutrally Phoenix Greenway. But we have seen people in traffic, even at dusk and in the evening times. No high visibility jackets, no lights, no nothing. And, you know, and they are, and we have had reported accidents here, particularly in Tralee, where people have been hit by these, and it's just the speeds. 25 when you do 30 or 35 kilometres an hour, that is, you know, you can come up on somebody very quickly. Whereas if you're walking along a greenway, or if you're bringing children on a greenway, and you come around the corner, I mean,
somebody is zipping towards you at a rate of knots on an e-scooter that you probably won't hear either. then you're in trouble.
Absolutely. And I think that if we're inviting people, if we're marketing these greenways as these beautiful amenities where people can be with themselves and bring families and children and so forth like that, the last thing you want to be concerned about is safety.
Okay, the regulation, and your proposal was defeated yesterday. Obviously, you're disappointed with that. The Chief Executive, Maureen Morrell spoke about the issue of this isn't the place to regulate e-scooters, to ban them off greenways. It needs to be a wider situation. And there is a road and traffic bill, or a road traffic and roads bill, set to go for a cabinet before being signed into law in the coming weeks. That paves the way for the use of shared electric scooter schemes in Irish towns and cities, while also setting out rules for private electric scooters. Now, it's a big piece of legislation. It allows for the minister to introduce regulations to govern the lawful use on public roads of what are termed powered personal transport, which includes scooters, hoverboards and future innovations. Now, the use of the scooters should be legal by the late summer. That's around the time, you know, our greenways are up and running and people will be using them more and more often. Local councils will then begin completing bylaws and issuing tenders to operate shared e-scooter schemes in their jurisdictions. And there's a European element to this as well. And I want your comment on this. Road safety organisation, the European Transport Safety Council, which the RSA is part of, has called for a 20 km/h factory set speed limit for e-scooters, larger wheels, mandatory use of helmets, and a minimum age of 16. Would that not take care of the problem if all that comes in?
Certainly, a lot of those guidelines that you've outlined, I think they would address most of the issues. I know in Holland, they are pulling back from and introducing these speed restrictions, maximum of the 25 kilometres per hour. But I think simply our discussion yesterday was to talk about, and they're only guidelines, what the standard of behaviour we want to know greenways, and it was in that context. Now, when this legislation is published, we're going to have to revisit this, but as far as I'm concerned, you know, I've been a huge supporter of the greenways. I think they're a huge asset, but they are an amenity. It's like our beaches, they are an amenity, they have to be protected. But the purpose of these amenities is for the ordinary citizens, ordinary families and people, walkers, to have an enjoyable experience without the fear or concern of safety, with some of these e-scooters going in excess of 30 or 35 kilometres per hour.
Yeah, if they were to bring in this ban, it would have to be policed.
Yes, and that's the other side of this. So if the local authority will tax these things, what type of insurance will be required if it is a requirement under the legislation? So then you're back to both the local authority from a taxation point of view and the Gardaí from a policing point of view. But we're bringing people off the roads. We're trying to make our roads provide provisions for walkers, for children, for cyclists in these greenways. And you can see, for example, from Trillifina, because it's such a popular drive or walkway out, there's huge interest in it. But I mean, one of the reasons that these greenways have been created is to create an environment that's safe and environmentally friendly and brings people out into nature in a way that's safe and attractive to people.
Yeah, and that is the key part. Final point, I know Councillor Jackie Leray was speaking in relation to your proposal, but he said, look, you know, there'd be a problem if you're banning e-scooters, would you have to ban e-bikes? Would that be a problem if your proposal succeed? And would you be able to differentiate legally between electric-powered bikes and electric-powered scooters?
Well, I think you wouldn't. They have done so in other jurisdictions. I think we have no issues with it. And again, there is most of the electric bikes that we have, they go up to 25 kilometres, and then there's a mechanism there. And that's, a lot of these issues can be resolved by technology But I think we can't lose focus on why these amenities are there, that they're to serve people and to give people a new perspective and a bit away from all the technologies, away from the stresses of life, if you like. And people recognise that after COVID, you know, being out and being at peace and just in a beautiful and attractive environment, that's the main purpose of the drive behind the greenways, and that should not be diminished in any way.
All right, Jim Finucane, my thanks to you for talking to us on that this morning. That's Jim Finucane, disappointed with the proposal being defeated yesterday, the proposal to ban e-scooters from our greenways. If you have a view on that, what would you like to see happen on the roads, and what do you make of those plans in terms of legislation?